Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota. With funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission, I'm your host, Maya Morton. Today marks the one-year anniversary of Radio Gallery. This program was a longtime goal of mine, finally come true here on KUMD. Thank you to the generous support of the arts organizations who have seen the value of this program in contributing to, informing the community, and expanding the access to arts in Minnesota, in the Twin Ports, and beyond. This first year, Radio Gallery brought you interviews with 3 ceramicists, 13 painters, 7 sculptors, and 6 photographers. We covered the arts from dioramas to murals, comedy writers to film producers. Our guests included 5 students, 3 retirees, and a 50-50 split women to men. We also covered over 50 arts events. Whew! I spoke with the curator for the Duluth Art Institute and Radio Gallery listener.
I'm Ann Dugan. I'm the curator at the Duluth Art Institute. I've been at the Institute since July, so 4 months. And I said, I need to know more about local artists. There isn't really a way to understand and get into the local art scene. I mean, certainly going out and attending openings and reading the paper, but there isn't a whole lot of journalism on arts in the area, local artists. Radio Gallery, I found you guys online and listened to the online version. So it's been wonderful to have that. Artists are such a quirky, fun bunch. I mean, they really are. They're amazing. And especially local ones that are among us, that there are stories there. You do a wonderful job. The 5 minutes is a nice, you're able to get into some of the art to a greater depth than just a tweet or a paragraph that you might read for the press release. So the 5 minutes really gives you a way to sink in, but then, doesn't keep people bored.
What do you have to say about people making that step from just hearing a little bit about an artist to going to a place where artwork is shown and sold?
Well, I think a lot of people are afraid of the art space. I mean, you have this pretty intimidating white cube mentality that goes behind art galleries. You know, I'm going to say the wrong thing. I'm going to look stupid. I mean, it's interesting that visual arts have been set up that way in contrast to the theater or to music, where, you can be an expert and a beginner and still, both of you are going to be able to get something out of that art. Certainly it's going to be maybe different experience, but, I think that anyone attending an art opening can get something out of it. And so it's getting over that. Any time that you have more discussion about art in any context, you're going to sort of chip away at that fear that goes behind, I can't go into this space because it's not for me. Of course it's for you. And you can not like it. I mean, that's something that I remind people, is that this isn't necessarily going to be your thing. It's okay to really hate something or, just feel meh about it. That's certainly more fuel to discuss. I think that there are spaces in Duluth that are welcoming. I mean, we would hope that the Duluth Art Institute is a welcoming place. It's around the Children and Trains Museum. Of course it's welcoming. It's for everybody, right? The Tweed Museum, there should be students mobbing that place because it's right in the hallways. The galleries downtown, these aren't scary places. These aren't places where you need to dress up. And so anytime you have something that, just furthers that discussion around art, that's so important.
I want to send out a big thank you to all the artists who have taken time to participate in Radio Gallery this year. And if you missed any of them, you can find this whole past year archived at ampers.org, or you can go to kumd.org. Now more than ever, I would love to hear from listeners with comments, suggestions, or guest ideas going forward. Email kumd@kumd.org. A special thanks for the support this year goes out to the Red Mug Coffee House in Superior, to the support of Lizard's Art Gallery and Framing in Duluth, and to the just-turned-one-year-old, also, the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe in the Zeppa Building in downtown Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton, with music by Willie Murphy. Subscribe to our podcast at KUMD.org under Audio Archives. Woohoo! Radio Gallery, 1 year, many more to come. I'm your host, Maya Morton.